Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Leverett. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting third. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Elmer Smith. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Dugan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Pittenger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold takes first base on ball 4. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rule for a passed ball. Hooper moves to second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill bunts towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to third. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. McClellan reaches second base with a double. There goes Shealy trying to get to home. Minoski throws the ball into Rule, who tags Shealy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk strikes out. Rule drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schalk out. One out. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Rule and he is out, Dugan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-1 in the game. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Leibold strikes out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoski takes first base on ball 4. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-0 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely hits a pop-up towards short. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dugan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0 for 1 in the game. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rule bunts towards first. Sheely fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Leverett drops the ball. Pittenger moves to second. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to third for the out. Rule moves to second. Two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Rule moves to third. Pennock moves to second. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rule scores. Pennock moves to third. Leibold moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0 for 1 in the game. Leverett strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan bunts towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dugan for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0 for 2 in the game. Pittenger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 2 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leibold moves to second. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 3 in the game. Pratt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leibold scores. Minoski moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. Mostill hits a pop-up towards third. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dugan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0 for 3 in the game. Pittenger hits a fly ball into left field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rule hits a line drive into left field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pittenger. Schalk moves to second. Yamyarian pinch hits for Dixie Leverett. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian hits a fly ball towards right. Smith settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Smith. Schalk moves to third. Bibfok pinch runs for Yamyarian. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 3 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schalk scores. Falk moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.